My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe. Hi guys, I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome to the Tiger MILF Podcast. Today is super duper special because my idol is back to LA. Mr. Godfrey needs no introduction, black and yellow.
你好吗?很好,谢谢。
I'm so happy. I'm so happy you are here.
Thank you.
And because a selfish reason, I am ready to tell you the jokes I've been writing and to get some feedback from you.
Okay.
And also, when you just came in, we were looking at some clips about dating in LA. Yes. Fucking sucks.
Dating in LA, it's like literally dating in a crack house. You know, dating in LA is like everybody's trying to get something. You're trained to get success, fame, and, you know, unless you meet somebody that's from California, native,
sometimes. Bakersfield?
Bakersfield, or
those
Fresno.
Those people are special. I love them. Fresno people, yes.
And Bakersfield, that's where I'll be this Sunday, the 23rd, Bakersfield, Fox Theater, 7 p.m., Fox Theater, Bakersfield, California. I will be there. Anyway, yeah, it's like everybody's trying to, it's so phony here. I mean, everybody knows that. It's been phony for decades. But it's really like, if you're talking to somebody, you better hope they're not looking over your shoulder so somebody important, more important than you walks
in. Oh, my God. Oh,
you ever see that shit?
Every day. Can I play that person?
Yeah, okay. You play it. I'll be like this. So, hey, maybe we can go to the movies or something like that. And maybe we're like, yo, what you looking at?
I love your special.
What the fuck you looking at? I'm saying I want to go to the movie.
That's Kevin Hart. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
That's not Kevin Hart. That's just random open micer. Okay. Oh, sorry, Godfrey.
Hey. I was saying I want to go to the movies. And you looking over my goddamn shoulder.
I didn't. It's just my eye being chinky. My eye is just like. It's a Chinese eye syndrome.
It's Chinese eye syndrome. What the fuck you mean? Oh, you don't have peripheral.
God. No. I'm serious. God, do you
that
know the
joke,
new
guys,
new beauty trend?
Asian people.
The new beauty trend? God, people, supermodels, they are doing fox eyes.
Fox eyes?
Oh, eye lift.
With, like, plastic surgery?
Yes, like Gigi Hadid, like Kendall Jenner. Like, the new trendy eye is fox eye. Like, you lift
a
your eye.
A fox eye.
It's chinky eye. What I'm saying is Asian eyes.
It's basically
eyes.
Asian eyes.
Yes, to look more exotic. Like, they got the big injection lips to look more African because it's sexy.
Boy, all of the races they used to make fun of, everybody's trying to do it now through surgery. They made fun of black people's lips, our butts, and now everybody's trying to do that. They look fucking stupid. But then now they'd be like this. Back, you know, you remember when they won for that, Michelle Yeoh won for that movie?
Yes.
Everything at the same time, at the same time, in the same minute, in the same breath, that shit. And then the guy, the legend guy who's 94, what's that guy's name? He's a famous actor.
James Hong.
James, he's so famous. I've seen him in so many movies.
So amazing.
He goes, remember you used to do this to us. Yes, white people, remember when they went on stage? I love that he said that.
It was epic.
See, the last time I was here for your podcast, when I said, and that little clip that we had where I said, yeah, Asian people, you guys are the quiet race. It wasn't an insult. It was a fact because Bruce Lee said it in his documentary. Bruce Lee said, when I first came to America from Hong Kong, when we were in San Francisco, they treated the Asians different than the black people because the Asians were the ones that didn't really protest loud. They were they were safer to be around. White people like that.
Yeah.
Black people were the ones. We were like, hey, man, fuck that shit. Kiss my ass, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they liked Asians because they were the model race.
No demons are for you.
Even though.
No take off for you.
And the fact that you guys were being treated like shit, like black people, you guys didn't like protest as much as we did.
Yeah, I think it's in Asian cultures, like just put your head down, work hard, and make more money, so it'll be better. But it's not better.
It's not
at
better.
At Oscars, many years ago, you were doing this. At the Oscars, the little Asian boys, making fun of the little Asian boys. That's fucked up.
And I don't know if I said this on the last podcast, but why is it that if Asian actors are in a movie, they always have to have subtitles for you to win an award? This is the second time. Remember, it was everything in the same, whatever that show, movie
everything,
is.
Everywhere,
everything,
at,
everywhere
at,
the same time, at once, all at the same minute. That movie had subtitles. Mm-hmm. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, another nominee, had subtitles. I said, why couldn't Crazy Rich Asians be nominated? They didn't have no subtitles. They were just normal. They were just talking. Mm-hmm. But it's always like you have to have subtitles. You know, I think you guys should make subtitles for me. Like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to pretend.
Do subtitles. Yeah.
Like, if we're in a movie, right?
Yeah.
This is an Asian movie. Ni hao, ni hao ma. Yi shi wa tao jian tao shi ma tao wa. Yi shi wa. Ding shi yi ma shi wa. Yi ma huo cha san chao yi. Yi shi ma shi wa. Ai. Di shi dong de shao wa. Yin qi shi wa. Dong tao shi jian xia.
Eat this better.
I can do all Asian characters in every. It's the old man. Now, here's the young man. Right? Then there's the girl.
Oh my God.
Then there's the, like, the bad guy. Right? Oh, then there's God. Always there's always the feminine character, but they never say anything. Mm-hmm. They never be like,
there he is.
Those are all the archetypes in all the martial arts movies. Yeah. This is all facts, guys. This is facts because I know Chinese cinema very well because, you know, black dudes especially, we grew up on kung fu movies. Hardcore, like hardcore from the 70s and the 80s, the Shaw Brothers and Raymond Chow and Golden Harvest, like the most famous like movie producers
amazing.
In Chinese
yeah,
history.
Yeah, Hong Kong movies. Hong Kong cinema is like,
I'm a freak about
fabulous.
That. I have a Shaw Brothers t-shirt. It says SB. People
oh
go,
God.
What is that? I go, you don't know shit about Chinese cinema. That's Shaw Brothers, bitch.
Yeah, they are amazing. They
Shaw
are amazing.
Brothers. Raymond Chow just passed away. He did Enter the Dragon, which was the biggest.
I love the movie so much. I met Fred Weintraub.
You met Fred Weintraub?
He loves me so
he
much.
Produced
his wife is a
that
good,
movie.
His wife is a good friend of mine. And they have two beautiful poodles. And I was fortunate.
Is he still alive?
He passed. But I was fortunate to talk to him and hang out with him before his memory has all lost.
Yeah.
But he was an icon. I know he was very like mean and aggressive when he was a little younger. But when the older he got, the more compassionate he became.
Fred Weintraub.
Amazing.
That's big time that you said that. He was a major producer because
Woodstock and the Bitter End.
The thing about Enter the Dragon, it was the biggest kung fu movie ever. And Bruce Lee had to go back to Hong Kong to make that movie because they wouldn't give him a chance in America. He was on The Green Hornet. He played Kato as the Green Hornet. He was like the sidekick. But it was really the Bruce Lee show because we didn't give a fuck about the white dude. We were like, we want Bruce Lee. You don't understand what Bruce Lee means to the black community because Bruce Lee, and I don't know if I said this on the last podcast, but Bruce Lee's first student was a black dude in San Francisco.
Yes.
His first student was a black dude to put money in his pocket. Bruce Lee hung out with the black dudes in San Francisco. A lot of martial arts guys were like, yo, we're going to show you around, blah, blah, blah. Bruce, that's it. Watch the documentary. Be Like Water on 30
be
by
like
30.
Be Like Water.
Be like, remember what Bruce Lee said? He goes, you have to be like water. When water takes a shape, when water's in a tea kettle, it takes the shape of the tea kettle. When water's in a cup, it takes the shape of the cup. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend, Bruce Lee. Oh my God, so
that's
dope.
That's amazing.
And he was a quarter German. His mother was half German. And Bruce Lee was an actor with his dad in China. You know, when he was little. Mm-hmm. I'm a Bruce Lee freak.
He's amazing. He started in Chun Chen.
It was Wing Chun.
Wing Chun, yeah.
First it was Wing Chun with Ip Man.
Ip Man.
First of all, you got to watch the Ip Man movies with Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen, yeah.
What is his real name, Donnie Yen's real name?
Zhen Zidan.
Zhen Zidan. You see what I'm saying? They have real, like is Jackie Chan a Chao Long?
Cheng Long,
yeah, it's Jackie Chan.
Cheng Long's name is so amazing. It means becoming a dragon. Cheng means
and
become.
Li, and little dragon is Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee. Li Xiaolong.
Li Xiaolong.
Little dragon Li.
And then Chow Yun-fat is Chow Yun-fa.
Zhou Run-fa.
Chow Run-fa.
Yeah, Run-fa's name is, I love the Hong Kong names because they are so deep with culture.
Chow Yun-fa.
Run means Run is a good word. It's also Chairman Mao, his middle name is also, he has a name also called Run. Run is like the water, the moisture getting into everything. You can't see, you can't
That's Chow Yun-fa?
But it enters in everything. Fa means a lot of money. So he's like, he's entering into,
if you don't,
anyway.
If you don't know the,
Zhou Run-fa is amazing. He's very handsome.
The John Woo movies. That's what Chow Yun-fa, hard-boiled, full contact. That was in China when he was doing all the gun shit.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing.
In the 90s.
Listen,
when I tell you with Chinese cinema hardcore, it is not a game.
I love
it. I've been watching Chinese cinema since I was fucking five. Like, this is real. Like, Gordon Liu, you had Gordon Liu from Master Killer. You had, there was Jackie Chan, when Jackie Chan with Drunken Master 1 and 2. You had the Five Deadly Venoms. All those famous Chinese.
Jackie Chan's hair was long.
Yeah, man. Jackie Chan was an extra in Enter the Dragon.
Yes, he was an extra. Do you know the other one?
He was an extra, yeah.
The little fat guy. He's
Oh, that's Sammo Hung.
Yeah.
Sammo Hung. Yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. I met him in Shanghai. He was just the fabulous.
Sammo Hung is unbelievable.
For him
to be a big guy.
He won a Wi-Fi on his phone. So I got him the Wi-Fi. He's
that's
like,
so
how
good.
Do I
Sammo
do this?
Hung.
So I got a Wi-Fi for him.
You know how fucking Sammo Hung was a big guy.
Yeah.
Then there was Bolo Yung.
Yeah.
Bolo is the muscular guy from Bloodsport. Bolo Yung. Yeah, there was Bolo Yung. All of these, we know these guys, we grew up with these guys. Those were our heroes, like literally. And then you had Bruce Lee had the wherewithal to put Jim Kelly in Enter the Dragon. That was when you see a black martial artist, Jim Kelly.
The black man and the Asian man are not the bad guys.
We're not the bad guys.
Right? It's the first time.
Because if you guys want to review this, you go watch Enter the Dragon. This is before Bruce Lee passed away in 73. Bruce Lee passed away July 73.
From fucking a Hong Kong actress, right?
It was with that actress.
I don't believe that's a natural death.
Yeah, I don't believe
it's
it.
It's too bizarre. He's so young.
Yeah, he's so young. And I think people were so jealous of Bruce Lee because he was trying to teach Jeet Kune Do. Jeet Kune Do, which is MMA, basically.
Yeah.
And they didn't like what he was doing in America. A lot of times, there was a lot of jealousy about Bruce Lee.
That's the thing about, like, people always tell me Asian women are weak. I'm like, Asian women are very strong. Bruce Lee died from Asian pussy. Like, Asian pussy killed him.
Meow! We all wanted to be Bruce Lee. We'd be like this. We wanted his hair, but my hair doesn't go like that. But we always
Your
wanted...
Your fate is iconic.
Everybody wanted to fight like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That was Bruce Lee.
He's like a Black Panther. It's so amazing.
Oh, man. Anything Bruce Lee. Any photo of Bruce Lee looks
the way
amazing.
He talks.
Oh, yeah.
The way he talks, he's like a...
Very intense.
His first audition, when he was nobody, he walks in, he's like... He sit there like this.
And his intercepting, he's like, I want to teach you intercepting fists. Yes. He was good looking. The boy was confident.
Yeah. So he's in 20s. He already had a baby.
I know.
He's in his 20s.
I don't
so
know
handsome.
His wife choice. It was.
Yeah, I mean.
I thought he was going to get some fly ass Asian woman boy. Like, yo, I bet he can get any chick he wants. And he got a nice look. Yeah. Regular chick.
Yeah, but...
I'm not dogging her.
Yeah, I think... I thought he would get some, like, a fire Asian
I thought
girl.
He would get some fire model, like...
Yeah.
Bong bong. And, you know, he's...
Like, bian bian. Or bing bing.
Bing bong bong bong.
Yeah.
I went to his grave in Seattle.
It's in Seattle? I'm going
right
to go there.
Right next to his son, Brandon. It's right next to
so
each other.
So heartbroken. Brandon's so handsome. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're all good looking, man. And the daughter is still alive. She's still around. Yeah, she's great. Yeah, man. I'm a Bruce Lee freak, man.
Me too. I love him so much.
Yeah. Him, Ali. And Bruce Lee learned from Ali.
Oh,
he learned from Ali because when he watched Ali fight, he goes, that's where Jeet Kune Do came from. He goes, it's instead of just standing there waiting on a fight, he'd rather do this so you don't know where he's coming from. So he learned and watched Ali in boxing. That's why Bruce Lee started doing
too.
This.
Both of them, Ali and the
Bruce. Oh, yeah. I read his book, The Tao
Ali
of...
Ali says... Like a flow like a butterfly, sting
flow like a butterfly, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah, that is.
Beautiful. I told you, I'm fast, I'm pretty, I shook off the world. I'm the greatest, I'm fast, I'm
Say
faster than Bruce Lee.
Say my name.
It's not Cassius Clay, it's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they both look amazing in photos. Like, no matter what photo they take, it's like there's never a bad photo. Yeah. Never a bad photo.
And that's the beauty about it is like when you are so great, it doesn't matter your skin color, it doesn't matter your name. Like Muhammad Ali, people, like, he's a black man with a Muslim name.
Yeah.
People already hate him so much.
He
but
was
he's
the
so
most famous
great.
Athlete in the world
yeah.
ever.
He's
ever.
So great that yes. He brings all the good things
yeah.
to
So
to
how
culture.
Much do they love Bruce Lee in China? How much do they love him in China? Is he like... Like Michael Jordan, like we
yeah.
to
yeah, he like is that. Literally the symbol of the Asian pride.
Really,
being
still
being
to this
proud.
Day,
still to because I don't think there's any actor Asian, not even martial arts artist ever really really rise to his level. Jackie Chan is amazing; he's hilarious, but Bruce Lee is Bruce Lee.
And Jackie Chan was more. Because Jackie Chan studied in the Chinese the school, uh-huh. the acrobat school. He
yeah.
studied in that. He was in
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's why he could do all those amazing stunts and
yes.
the flips. And
he's
so,
funny.
But they considered him more comical.
Yeah, he's comical.
But he's really dope. He's got skills, but they didn't take him. Bruce Lee was very serious.
Bruce Lee just
very
was
serious.
Very serious.
Very serious
about him being an actor, being
yes.
an artist, the martial artist,
yeah.
and being a philosopher.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking around. He
yeah.
he didn't settle. He didn't
right.
settle for anything. You don't want me to do this? I'm going to make it happen. I'll go to Asia. I'll go to Hong Kong.
And they wanted, and he, good. And in his movie, Return of the Dragon, they, or Chinese Connection, they literally, he was always trying to fight the racism that the Japanese had toward Chinese.
He, oh,
the
that
the
scene was amazing.
Yeah.
Like a,
did we talk about it here?
We didn't talk about it. Like, oh, like a,
did we talk about it
Chinese and dogs not allowed.
It was that scene where he's trying to go in and there's this Indian guy goes, hey, you cannot come in. And he says, look at the sign. And it says, no Chinese or dogs in this park. And dogs got to go past.
And there's a dog.
And then he goes, you cannot come. And he just goes, and then the Japanese guys go, hey, why don't you walk like a dog and get in? And
yes.
then Bruce Lee is like, ah! And we're like, yeah! And then there's another famous scene with Bruce Lee, and he's in this dojo, and it's all that because it was against kung fu versus karate,
mm-hmm.
and there was this, and you know how they surround him, and he's in this dojo, and he goes, "You've disrespected me, my family, and the Shaolin Temple,"
Ooh.
And he just beats the shit out of all the Japanese. And we were
you
just
know,
like,
"I am from the Shaolin Temple. That's my hometown."
You're from
Hunan.
Hunan
is my home. The
You're
Shaolin
from
Temple.
The Shaolin Temple?
Shaolin Temple is
You're
my home.
You're from Shaolin? Huh?
Yes.
What? Shaolin. You're from Shaolin?
Shaolin Si.
Shaolin Si.
Shaolin Si. That's
Shaolin.
My hometown.
Shaolin Si.
That's where I'm
Us.
From. Uy. Yes, that's where I'm from.
You're from Shaolin?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jing Jing Du Li.
Jing Jing Du Li. Hi. So.
Yes, it's Zhongyuan. It's the center of China. You
what?
Travel. That's the root of Kung Fu. Is Shaolin Temple.
So dope.
You disrespect me, my family,
and
the Shaolin
Temple. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang all day. Where's my camera? Wu-Tang, baby. Wu-Tang, Shaolin. I thought it was Staten Island, but it's Hunan.
It's Hunan.
But it's Hunan.
H-E-N-A-N, Hunan. I'm very
Hunan.
Proud.
You're from Hunan.
I'm from Hunan province. We have a bad reputation because we are very poor. It's a the biggest province. So people are very poor and we work the low-end jobs.
But like that's all right, though. That's where a lot
yeah.
of creativity
but,
comes from.
But it's all the culture.
You're from Hunan.
That's where the Chinese character, the oracle, come from my hometown.
The oracle comes from
Oracle, when you read on Turtle's Back, that's when Chinese character was started, I mean, invented.
In Hunan.
Oracle and the Shaolin
really?
Temple. That's
That's
you Summer's Food Culture?
You're from the Shaolin.
Because, yeah.
you know, I went to see...
you have to come to China. I'll take you to Shaolin Temple.
Please.
You're going to go there?
And
visit the masters.
I want to go.
Yeah.
you
yeah.
got me fucked up. I don't yeah. mean to be Steve Harvey, but I'm trying to go
yeah.
to this Shaolin Hunan Temple.
Yeah, you're going to go there.
I like all that kung fu shit. I'm going to tell you this right now, Dry Ling, whatever your name is. Shit, I love that shit because I grew up on kung fu movies. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You just see me on Family Feud. But I'm going to tell you right now, I love this Hunan shit right here. Yeah, it's not Kunan, it's Hunan. Whatever
it's,
the
it's,
hell.
It's, yeah.
yeah. yeah.
I can't do it. Is that closer?
No.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. I'm choking. So
I want you to try to do a Steve Harvey. This is going to be so funny. Uh-huh. I want you to go, your hands like this. Say, what's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
Okay. What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
There you go, Steve Harvey.
What's up, y'all?
This is Steve Harvey.
This is Steve Harvey.
This is Steve Harvey.
This is Steve Harvey.
Say, I'm from Cleveland.
I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How about this? Survey said.
Survey said.
Ready? Top five answers on the board. Here's the question.
Top five answers on the board. Here's the question.
How about this? You got me fucked up. Go ahead.
You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up.
Now, can I imitate somebody Chinese? I don't
know. Yes, Jackie Chan.
What should I do?
When he's in Rush Hour.
Rush Hour is what he say. What is he?
What's the funny thing, Danny? Jackie Chan.
What did he say in Jackie? But what can I say? I want to imitate like a Chinese characteristic, you know? Like in China, like I can repeat after you. Because you say you're always trying to show me some Chinese shit.
Oh, learn you. I want to actually teach you a Chinese poem.
Okay.
It's a beautiful poem by Li Bai.
Okay, by Li Bai.
Bai Li. Bai means
That model?
No, hell no.
Is that Bai Ling?
Somebody give me some. That's,
isn't that Bai Ling?
I'm not a fan.
Sorry.
I'm not a fan. Sorry. Okay, I'm not going to
Li Bai. This one's
my, sabotaging my Asian woman, but I'm not. Li Bai is a poet.
So I'm going to follow. Do the poet and I'm going to follow. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm getting my poetry. All right, let's go. From China. Yeah, let's go.
白日依山尽
黄河入海流 Whatever
欲穷千里目
Wait, say it again
欲穷千里目 更上一层楼 Very good. It's a beautiful poem.
Oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was scared.
白日依山尽 is like the white sun is disappearing behind the mountains.
Yes.
黄河入海流, the yellow river is flowing into the ocean.
Into the ocean.
欲穷千里目, I want to see more. I want more. I want to see further ahead. That's the third verse. And the last one is 更上一层楼. I have to enter to the next level of the building so I can see more. It's like inspiring to see more, appreciate nature. But the only way to see more is to build yourself higher. Upper there.
Oh, there you go.
See more.
Okay.
So it's like a lot of beautiful philosophy.
Now, look at that. Hell yeah. That's what's up.
She's from Henan province, the Shaolin Temple, motherfuckers. I have culture.
And check it out. Just to let you know, I'm serious about this Chinese right here. Learning Chinese. Yes, son.
You are going to speak Chinese when you're in the Shaolin Temple to the monks.
That's right. All the monks. And this is like, they try to describe the characters, stuff like that to help you. You know what I'm saying? It's really like, it's a bunch of...
What is the 800 most basic Chinese character?
800 most basic Chinese? Basic Chinese characters. Like, there's characters. Look at the characters. I don't know. Is it right or is it wrong?
Gong. See, that's why Rose's name. Like, Gong.
Gong.
Gong means public. Or like, means like a royalty. So like, right. When you say... you are dating a Chinese woman, for example, and you are going to be very cute and learn Chinese.
Yes.
You want to tell her, you are my little princess, or you are my princess.
So I say, 你是.
我的 means mine.
我的.
公主.
你是我的公主.
公主. If you say 公主 means princess.
你是我的公主.
But if you say 你是我的公主, it means you are my male pig.
Jesus Christ. 你是我的公主.
that's a big
公主.
Yeah. 你是我的公主.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Nah.
Like you say
你是我的公主.
That's a pig.
Yes, you are a pig.
Yeah.
What if I'm really trying to tell her you are my male pig? Ew, what about female pig?
母猪. You are my, yeah.
母猪.
So yeah. Uh-huh. Princess is like a 公主.
公主.
Is that third? 公主.
Is that 公主?
Yeah, 公 is one. 公
and 主 is that, right?
So 公主. You say 你是我的公主, you're my princess, you get a blowjob. 你是我的公主.
你是我的公主.
公主, she stick a chopstick in your asshole. It's a different reaction.
Fuck?
Yeah, so it's very dangerous. Chinese.
Ooh, Chinese is so
learn
dangerous.
Learn Chinese with caution, guys.
公主. 公主.
I'm just going to say mu. You were saying mu, which is like a mother, mu, right?
Yeah.
And muju is the male pig and the female pig.
Muju. Muju.
Yeah.
Muju.
Yes.
Muju is female pig. Yeah. Muju. Female pig. Okay. Muju. Muju.
Yeah. You are. This is you. Sing is a star.
Star. Oh, yeah, what's star. The word?
Sing.
Let me see that. Sing.
Sing.
Sing. Sing.
It looks like a stars.
Sing. Okay. Sing is star. Sing.
Sing, sing is star. And sing also star. Means heart.
Oh, wow. Sing. Sing.
A
sing.
Different character, but the same pronunciation.
Is it sing? That's
sing.
Like this a, is sing.
Sing. Like the, you have
sing.
Like go to the back. Sing.
Sing.
Sing is like a
sing
star. Yeah.
It's just a star. And sing is what? Heart.
Heart. Sing means your name. Surname. Sing.
Okay, sing.
Sing. 你姓什么? What's your last name?
Wow. 姓什么?
Yeah. And the sing means sex.
What is? Sing yeah. is sex?
Sing. Yeah, sing.
Wait,
means
wait.
Sex.
Okay. So, sing is star. Sing.
Yeah.
Star.
Sometimes they just sing. Pronounce the same though. So you have to write a different character.
It has to be a contextual
thing. You have to
thing.
Be in a sentence.
Jesus Christ. It's the hardest link. I'm sorry.
Like I can say, 我喜欢sing.
我喜欢,
I like sing. Star. 我喜欢sing. I like sex.
我喜欢sing.
Yeah, I like
it's
sex.
It's good to say because you like you fucking sing.
Yeah, sing.
我喜欢sing.
Yeah, sing.
我喜欢sing.
Sing.
Star. Yeah. 我喜欢sing.
Yeah.
我喜欢sing. 我喜欢sing.
Yeah. So your girlfriend asks you, what do you like, Godfrey? You're like, 我喜欢sing. She'd be
sing.
Like, me too. You're like, 我喜欢sing.
She'd be like, it's
first date? That's TMI.
Washiwashing.
See, dating Chinese is dangerous.
Woo, it really is.
It's very Jesus. Dangerous.
But is this book good?
Oh, I think it's very good. It actually shows you how to write it in Chinese.
And
sing, heart.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And so you got to understand that these characters have a stroke number. It's an order. A stroke number. This is so,
a stroke number.
Such
ho.
A difficult language.
Like a ho means either thick, fat.
Ho.
Or queen.
Ho.
Or behind, asshole.
There's thick hoes.
There's a lot of meaning
there's
of
skinny
ho.
Skinny hoes.
Yeah.
All kind of hoes.
Yes.
So in Chinese, what's a ho is what?
Ho, well, you mean a ho?
What, you just
G.
said ho.
G. G means whore.
Oh, G. But what did you just read ho?
Ho means like behind.
Ho. Oh, it means your ass?
You're behind or like a
oh,
queen.
Rear.
Rear, ho. Right? It can ho. Be
because it goes
be
down.
Your
ho.
Ass. Or like a...
Oh, ho can be your ass?
Because behind, okay. Rear was like a homie,
okay. Ho.
Like behind
ho.
You.
Ho.
So it's Chinese is really strict. I mean, it's fucked up. Like it's so hard to learn. And
phew,
it's very
so hard
to speak Chinese to your... But I also like when I was in Kentucky, the teacher asked me, what's your major as the fiance? She's like, what?
Finance.
I said, I like money, fiance. She goes, oh, you want to marry for a green card? I said, for sure. Yeah. Like I like fiance. I want to study fiance. We don't have a major here in fiance. I said, we do. I signed up for fiance. And she's like, oh. I said, why can't I learn fiance? I came all the way to America. You don't need to have a fiance major? Why is it?
She was like, I didn't say finance.
Yeah. I said, I want to major fiance. Fiance.
You mean finance? Yes, that too.
B. B means must.
B.
Yeah.
B.
B means pussy.
No, wait, whoa.
God, I'm
why does
kidding.
It always turn into like a dick or an ass? Or it goes from like, that means car. But if you say it this way, it means dick size. It goes like from car to cock. Like what?
Like B. It's a different character. B means must.
Okay,
like a
B.
Necessary.
That's inevitably.
It's like a number four. Like a B. You go, B. Like a
yeah, B. You
we
must
have a chopstick too.
B like is means inevitably.
Yeah, you must.
B, you
must.
B, you
must be number one in your tracking team. Like
okay,
track
right.
team.
Yes.
Or if there's
B.
a transgender woman, she can be the number one. If you are
B.
in the track team, you have to
well,
be.
Well, if you're
B,
a transgender
C.
woman, you'll be number one if you compete against women.
Yes.
Because you got man speed.
I love that. B. God, it's perfect for Asian moms. You know, in the track
B.
team, my daughter don't get beat by me because the trans woman is going to be number one. She's number two. She's the number one in my heart. It's healthy for
how about
me.
Biyao?
Biyao.
Biyao.
Necessary.
Biyao. Biyao.
But Biyao means I want him pussy. Yao means want.
Come on, man.
B, number
it
one.
It just went from it's necessary to okay, you can go Biyao, Biyao, man, necessary pussy.
Because when I was
what
in America.
Biyao, Biyao.
不要不要必要必要
necessary pussy
必要必要 necessary
okay,
必要 pussy
Biao.
Yes.
Biao.
And like,
biao.
Well, in America, you know, sometimes the car, like
biao.
They go, biao. I'm just like.
So, biao is necessary.
Yeah.
Biao is.
Biao means whore.
Wait, I thought, what was pussy? I thought you.
B means pussy. Biao means whore. You connect the B and yao together,
is
it become a whore.
And what's the yao?
Yao means want.
So it's want pussy.
Yeah, but you connect together, you pronounce it biao.
So it's like biao. Biao.
Biao is necessary. Like
biao is whore.
Biao means
necessary whore. Biao. Biao.
Biao. Biao.
Biao. Biao.
Biao. Biao.
Biao. Biao.
In Chinese culture, we have a lot of words to describe women because we have funny things to describe women because the words are so funny. Like 绿茶婊, like green tea, 绿茶, right? Remember you are in China, 绿 means green, tea means 绿茶婊, 婊 means whore. Wow. So we call some women 绿茶婊, it's green tea whore. Green tea whore, they look very innocent. Like they have the face of an angel.
Yes.
But you can smell the dick from their mouth 20 miles away.
Son of a
They don't
bitch.
Even, they're like, I'm a virgin.
Go
they
from
judge
green
everybody.
Tea to dick. Just like, it's always some real nice, lightweight
everybody.
Shit, and then right to fucking
the green tea whores,
anal.
Yeah, the green
right
tea
to
whores
titties
are
and
just
ass
like a thing
and balls.
Of a girl who pretend to be naive and judge everybody. Like,
wow.
And but she's actually the you know, the OG. Whore.
So I should still, this is a pretty good book.
It's amazing. Where did you buy it?
I bought it at Barnes & Noble.
Oh,
I got it like 2 years ago.
I'm so excited. God, Shi means history.
Shi means history.
But also means shit. It's a different character, the same pronunciation.
Shi,
perfect.
Shi means shit.
Yeah, the pronunciation is the same. Shi means, history. Shi, the same pronunciation, but the written is different.
Shi
also means shit.
It also means shit.
But like, it's a different
shi
word.
Means history.
But the same pronunciation.
But then.
It's like, I can't
it's
tell.
Shi.
Shi.
Shi,
yeah, same pronunciation.
Shi.
You have to just based on what I'm talking about. Shi means I like shit or I like history. So you need to.
You go around China. Wow, what?
Wa ai shi.
They were like, what? Wa ai shi. I want to know your shi. What? Wow.
I want to learn your shi.
I want to learn your shi. You want to learn my shit? Sure. Jeez, it's such a tough language, but I guess.
That's an amazing book.
They said, let's put some cute girls on there so you'll buy the book.
They look like Japanese porns. Like, they look so
they look. Do they look Japanese?
They look Japanese to me.
Well, they just put Asian people on there.
I mean, I can tell Japanese and Korean apart. Do you know how I tell them apart?
How?
So like, I'm teaching you guys, you non-Asian people,
yes.
How to tell Japanese, Korean, Chinese apart.
I usually am pretty good. But
so,
go ahead.
But for people who's not as cultured and well-traveled as you, somebody who's never left Kentucky, and how do we tell them apart? When you see a Chinese person, how do you tell she's Chinese? You just say, Chinese has the best culture above all the cultures. If she slap you, that's Japanese.
Oh,
if
shit.
She give you the side eye, it's Korean. And if she smile, she's Chinese.
Wow.
If you want to know if somebody's Korean or not, you just say like, Korean girls have the best skin among all the Asian girls. Their skin is so white, like a bleached asshole. So if she's smiling, she's Korean. If she's giving the side eye, she's Japanese. If she just like punched you, she's Chinese.
Wow, look at that. Those are good
And the
hints.
Japanese, how do you tell Japanese apart? You just go to a Japanese person.
Japanese
like,
have
like Japan.
Terrible teeth.
Japan never invaded any Asian countries. They are lying about it. If you get a free sushi and a hug, she's Japanese.
Yeah.
If they punch you, it's Chinese and Korean together. That's
right.
That's it. Isn't
okay.
That funny?
All right. Nippon. Chunghwa.
Japanese people are the best. People.
I've been to Tokyo. It was awesome.
I love Japan
so much. Japan, they're really... What I like about Japan is they're very edgy. They do a lot of weird shit sometimes.
I love that.
They get into so
their
much
system.
Different stuff.
I love their style, their dress. They sell underwear in the vending machines.
Yeah, they and they're so... It's so clean in Tokyo.
Their porn is amazing.
Spotless. Clean as fuck. They're so clean and they
I love how
dress
clean
cool,
they are.
All kinds of... I love
and
the Japanese.
And Japanese have the best systems. Like there's like a... In the train station, the Japan train station.
Oh,
it's
I've been...
So well calculated.
It's a beautiful...
There was a woman, like her son, Japanese lady, her son got in the train and it was going to close in 5 seconds. And I think the people who work there saw that. They just have the system. They alert. They just stopped. Wait for her and she got in and nobody died. That's how
like Nihonjin desu.
That's how amazing Japanese
Nihonjin
technology is. Like I always say, like
their technology is fantastic.
I always like I people are like when I was growing up, one of my room is super messy. My mom just goes in and slap me. She's like, "Did the Japanese invade your room?" You know, like that's how.
My father used to say when my room was messy, he had the best description for it too. Because I would look and go, "It does look like that." My father said, "Clean your room. It looks like a battlefield." And I go, holy fuck, it does look like a battlefield, like there has been a war. Or he'll say, why didn't you clean your room? It looks like horse's stable. A horse stable. And I go, it does look like a horse. My father had the best description.
That's why you are so funny, because I think a comedy is like a specific is a comedy.
Yes.
The more like you look at you, like he's right. Like the pillow is in the curtain, like there's like a towels everywhere.
Yeah, you know, a battlefield. Looks like battlefield.
He should write poetry.
Yeah,
my son, his room in the morning.
Like battlefield.
It's a morning glory.
It looked just like a battlefield. I was like, fuck that. It's my room was fucked up.
And I said,
me and my brother fucked the room up, you know?
And I said, what do you mean the Japanese invade my room? I don't think they invade girls. Like, I would become a comfort woman. I'll get raped. She's like, no, nobody raped you. She's like, nobody raped you. Your sister go first. You're safe.
Jesus, man.
I feel like I got so turned on whenever I see something that's made in Japan.
Really?
Because it's
what
so
about
good.
Made in China? No good?
Well, I think there's the one thing I know for sure that's made in China that never break, a Chinese pussy.
What the fuck?
A Chinese pussy is strong, powerful, it lasts forever.
Why? What makes it better than Korean pussies?
It's
and
not
Japanese
better,
pussies?
It just doesn't break as easy. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Korean pussy are super soft. Japanese pussy, meow. I mean, imagine, it's like a Sailor Moon.
So you don't, what makes Chinese pussy better than Korean pussy, Vietnamese pussy, all the Asian pussy?
I don't
pussy
think Chinese pussy
better than
is
Indonesian
better,
pussy, better than all
the Southeast
Asian pussy. But I
think Chinese pussy is more resilient. Like, it's just like.
I think Chinese would be the oldest pussy because y'all came first.
Yeah. Yeah,
so ancient pussy.
The OG Asian
pussy. Ancient pussy.
The OG pussy, yeah.
What's the word pussy in Chinese?
B.
You got ancient B. That's, you got the ancient B. Ancient B.
It was, Chinese language is so deep, and whenever they say something dirty, it's so offensive, they call old woman Lao Bi, old pussy.
Lao Bi?
It is like
Lao Bi, yo Bi.
It's
yo,
like
that Lao Bi right there.
There's a really powerful woman in politics, and she sleeps with all the younger supermodels and young actors.
Well, that's like she got power.
Yeah,
so
she
that's
has so much
old
power.
Pussy power.
And she's like in her late 60s, and she has like a super, because she can get people in movies. She can do like,
what?
She has power.
She'd be getting smashed real
quick.
They
would be like getting on their knees eating her Chinese pussy.
I'd be Lao Bi in my ass off.
Yeah, they just.
I'd be like, Lao Bi? Lao Bi? I would eat it and go, Lao Bi? She'd be like, you want to be a Chinese movie? I said, Lao Bi. Wait, what's the word for yeah? Like, yes.
She did.
Shit.
Shit.
I'm sorry. We're going nuts.
God, you need to use a chopstick to lift up the Libya.
Oh, ew, like, man. You're like this. Like, wait, hold on. You're like, allow me. See? So hey, she said it. Don't you motherfuckers be complaining about
behind her back.
Allow me.
It's crazy. It's so
insulting. So she does fuck younger dudes?
That's,
well, yeah, what woman wouldn't want to?
I think it's just so funny because the Chinese word, it just is like a, they call ugly people tu fei yuan.
Tu fei yuan?
Tu means basically you are from the dirt, like you have no taste.
Tu
fei? Fei means fat. Yuan means round.
Tu fei?
Yuan. Yuan means a circle.
Spell that.
Yuan means a circle.
Yuan.
Yuan means a circle.
Okay, but can you spell it?
Yuan. Y-O-A-N.
Y-O-A-N. U-A-N. Oh, Yuan.
Yuan.
Okay.
Tu fei yuan. It's so rude. The way they describe unattractive people, like, 你是个, you are a tu fei yuan. They won't even say, like, you are ugly.
And that's pinyin. That's pinyin means when they spell it out.
Yeah. Tu means T-U-A-N. Fei means F-E-I. Yuan is Y-O-A-N. So when they describe somebody attractive, which is so fucked up because the colorism plays in a major factor. They call somebody a girl who is a beautiful girl. They call her Bai Fu Mei.
Bai Fu Mei.
Bai means white.
Bai means white?
Pale skin. Light
skin. Okay,
bai. Fu means rich.
Bai fu, white, rich.
And mei means beautiful.
White, rich, beautiful.
Like Fan Bingbing, the Chinese actress with a bleached asshole face. She's so white. She's whiter than Nicole Kidman. It's fucked up. So
who's
like,
the girl that I love so much from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Zhang Ziyi.
Whew.
She's so pretty.
Whew. She was a ballet dancer, right?
She was a ballerina.
She said, what's her name again?
Zhang Ziyi. Yeah, she got major scandals in China.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, first of all, like a Chinese celebrity.
Do you guys show photos of these people?
We're going to show you my clip. Like it pops out. Like
the House of Daggers, and she's so fucking hot. But she got something happen?
Yeah, so like because Chinese culture, the celebrity culture is very new. You know, we didn't have celebrities until like after the Cultural Revolution and after like Deng Xiaoping opened up China's economy. And so she has a photo with her Jewish boyfriend who sticked his three finger into her asshole when they were in a trip.
Is he still with her?
Private island. The photos. Yeah, it's on Google. You can Google it. So
do they like that she has a Jewish boyfriend?
They didn't.
Do they rather her be with a Chinese man?
They don't really care. They just really think it's disgusting that the photo was leaked. She was like the treasure of China.
She's a princess and he sticks his finger in her butt.
Three.
And she, what? And you know what I love about the Chinese culture?
And it's a
when you sell out, they don't play that shit. When you do stupid shit like that, they go, nah, we ain't, fuck that.
You cancel.
I love that.
We call it 冷藏. Do you know how to always say cancel in Chinese? We call it 冷藏.
冷藏?
冷藏 means put that person into the fridge, into the freezer section, and close the fridge and tape it with duct tape.
I love that about Chinese culture.
It's not
culture.
We don't say cancel. We say you are going
to
be
冷藏. You guys are about that culture. You guys, that's our princess. We look up to her. You put your finger, and she let you do that shit? Fuck
she's a hoe! You know, like,
and that's how they see her now.
Like, yeah, they like the slut shaming in China is.
I love that.
It's crazy,
shit.
And so
I love it.
She had that, and then there's a lot of scandals.
I wish we would do that shit because we clown ourselves all the time. Black people, we are the fucking kings of that stupid shit, and we let that shit go. Black people, when you sell out, if you're doing some stupid shit, especially when it's with another race, and they clowning you. You're fucking out. We don't fuck with you. We ain't buying none of your shit. We ain't coming to your movies until you redeem yourself. And that's even worse because it's a white man doing that to her. So that's even worse. It's like, really? It's okay to be with that, but he just stuck his finger. So you know what that is? Fetish.
Yeah, like a lot of fingers.
And she's dope.
Yeah,
they
break up the engagement because she
good.
He wanted to sign a prenup. She's like, no, this pussy is worth billions. Okay, this is the
He wanted to sign a prenup.
Yeah, this pussy's a.
Don't she got money? She got money.
She always want more money because yeah, she's Chinese and she didn't become not Chinese all of a sudden.
That's
just
so,
because you
so Chinese are always looking for money. Women in general.
I feel like a woman always looking for money because it's it's like a human nature for a woman because men were making all the money. Men had all the power.
That's true.
The women were conditioned like from the starting of the day. Like if I'm your wife, you are going to go out with your knife and you're going to hunt. I stay home. If you don't give me food, I got nothing to eat. You have other hoes to feed. Like I have to make sure I please you, give you the better BJ so my kids get more food so you don't fuck other hoes, right?
She's breaking it down though.
I'm just breaking it down. Then, like,
breaking that shit down.
But now, women, we have the same opportunity. We have the same way to make so much money as men. But still, in our brain, we're like, let's get the money. So, like, we still think maybe tomorrow I'll lose all my power.
It's a survival.
Yeah, survival
thing.
Instinct. I want money. I was setting my engagement ring, and I'm like, I should ask for more carrots. I was like, I want love. Fuck love, okay? Somebody proposed
right
to you.
On.
Somebody proposed to you. You
fuck
ask for a bigger
love.
Ring. You calculate, okay?
Fuck love.
It is 6 months of his salary.
Ah,
if he is making $100K a month, this ring had to be worth like $600,000, okay? Don't waste your pussy on nothing, okay?
Wow.
That ring, just
don't waste your pussy on nothing. Make sure every time you use your pussy that the shit is fucking worth it. Your what's it? Biao? What's it?
Biao.
Biao. Make sure you use your biao.
Yeah.
Properly. Don't waste your biao. Do you understand that?
Because
don't
pussy,
waste your biao. Make sure every time somebody sticks their dick in it, you getting money out that biao.
Because pussy is very important. Pussy is important. Yeah. Take care of your pussy. Respect your pussy.
Word.
Love your pussy. Yeah. Like, if a man cannot pay for your pussy Botox, he's not worth your pussy. Okay? If
Wait, hold up. The fuck you mean pussy Botox?
If a guy...
There's a pussy Botox?
It's like a rejuvenate your pussy to like a shake
tighten
it back.
Up?
Tighten it up. And
oh, that's cool. I'm down with that. I don't mind if someone... I see their BL and their BL is like this. I'll be like... All her lips have been lifted, and it looks like she has her... I want her coochie to look like has an attitude.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hell yeah, that shit is tight. She's like, well, come get it.
Yeah, I just feel like... Every time, like, a guy is going to stretch out your pussy, make sure he can afford to pay for the pussy tightening, right? That's just human nature. If he can't...
Yeah.
If he's going to take a bus and come fuck you, I don't know. Like, I would have never... No, I'm just older. I won't fuck a... broke guy. Like, I'm not gonna choke on a dick, ruin my eyeliner. That's $5. I mean, $20 for
me. So the way you're talking about this, you're really about that shit.
I feel like a woman should always...
Because you talk hardcore shit.
Yeah.
And do guys like that listen to you go, so what's up? You talking about your blowjobs. Have you been approached by guys like, oh, what's up, Zhao Ying? You talking all this sex shit. What's good? Does anybody ever come at you like that?
No, they don't. I don't know why. Because I'm a female comedian. So like they just...
It's the Chinese in you. You got that communism energy.
Yeah. I think they look at me. They're like, she's a Chinese star.
You might slice them with some cool Chinese instrument. Yeah.
I have a little black mamba in my bra. They
feel like, yo, this girl is talking about sex, but I'm not going to approach her. She might do some shit to me.
Yeah, also, like, my friend Willie Mack, he's a black guy from Louisiana.
That post-war energy.
And he has trauma. Like, he was educated that any pussy that's not black has teeth.
Wait, what the fuck did you say?
My friend Willie Mack, he's a comedian. I love him.
Winnie Mack?
Willie Mack is... good-looking, handsome, very funny black guy from Louisiana.
Okay.
From the South.
Yeah.
And when he was growing up, he just got the story is like, if you are not dating a black woman, any other race, especially white woman, they have teeth on their pussy. Like, they just bite.
Oh shit.
So when he's a little boy, he heard that. But obviously, he's older now and he knows that's not true.
He tested it out.
But
right?
he's still like have trauma when he's making love to a white woman. He just like...
He thinks his teeth...
Yeah, you're just gonna bite it off.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I just feel like we just need to have women to be proud of your pussy. And it's just like, it's not like, give me a money after you fuck me. Give me some money. It's just more like, is he worth my time? Is he worth my heart? Because the moment we open our legs, the heart opens. You know, it's not like a man.
That's true.
Fuck. Men can just like,
but you, there's nothing.
There's a hole.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah. That's,
there's
yeah.
a hole here. Let's
that's
do
right.
This.
I don't know. What, yeah, that's.
You know, woman's like, yeah. What it's like fuck? A one night stand. It's like a one night thing. He didn't call me yet.
Yeah.
I'm looking, going through the bridal page, looking for wedding rings and like the fucking dress right now. I'm like, he's liking other girls' photos. Who is she? She's a whore. You know, like it's just the whole thing. So if
you're well, guys, the reason why it's easy, because they say, is it easy for you to have sex and not think about the chick? Yeah, I can have sex and be totally don't give a fuck about her and forget about her the next day because we're external. We have a thing hanging out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If it's like having a stick, like when we were kids, we would have a stick and you just start poking people. Our body, you go, yo, well, stop that. That's like, it's like your body, like, yo, shut up, take it. When, it's something about having a stick in your hand. You'll poke people, right? If you had a stick, you'll start poking your friends. It's the same thing with having a dick. You know, what's the dick in Chinese? It's biao.
It's jiba.
Jiba. See, when you got a jiba, right? When you got a jiba, right? You go to jiba, you just jiba, you know, hey, I'm jiba, 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 wash your jiba. Jiba, jiba. You know what I mean? It's like I have a dick. And it's like you sticking people with it. So there's nothing coming inside you.
Yeah.
You're giving it.
Yeah.
So women, that's why even if you have, I'm not saying all women are like that, but most women, if you have, let's say you have a casual sex, you know you're having casual sex with them, they'll eventually start catching feelings. They eventually start going, okay, why? I remember this one girl, I was like, I would just only fuck her like, you know, 2 a.m, that booty call shit. And then all of a sudden she goes, why do you always gotta come like at this time? I go, we can fuck at 2 p.m. I don't give a fuck. But that's it. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
But they because every time you go inside a woman, that's a thought process. They think about that. And your energy is going into them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
the way you're structured.
It's called a woman getting digmatized.
You're getting digmatized, right? You're getting biaumatized.
Yeah, biaumatized. Like
biaumatized. Dick
become,
is it biao? Yeah, no, no,
biao,
that's
biao means whore.
No, what's the dick thing?
Jiba.
Jiba. You're being jibamatized. Jibamatized. You're being G-bombed.
Sounds like
you're getting.
Oh my God! If I'm Obama's daughter, she should call me G-bomba.
Yeah, well, Obama say, there's a new word that I found out. I think it's called G-bomb.
G-bomba.
It's G-ba. G-ba means dick in Chinese. But if you get G-bombatized, that's like taking my name and combining it with that Chinese word. And so G-bombatized, it's a new word. That means that you're really giving them good dick. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be vulgar. It's just, I'm just into words and I just heard about it. So get G-bombatized.
Mr. Obama did a Godfrey radio speech?
I think so. He's a great speech writer. He's written most of my speeches. But
you're going to get a lot of Asian votes.
I think that word will get me a lot of Asian street cred.
Nice.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Get me a great street
cred.
Can
you sign the autograph, Mr. Obama?
Oh, no problem.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that's what happens with, you know, for guys, you could have sex with girls and not even give a fuck. Like, you can totally just hit and keep it moving. No connection, no nothing. Yeah, it's very easy. That's why I think, especially in LA, people are so fake and phony and they're fronting like they're doing shit and everybody's busier than everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Really, you're just in traffic. That's all. You're just in fucking traffic because if you have a list of 10 things to do in LA, you'll get about 5 of that shit done if you don't have to fucking cross a highway or anything. But most of the time, everybody is trying to outbusy everybody. Oh, I gotta, you're in traffic, bitch.
Yeah,
you the fuck out of here. Everybody's mainly in traffic, you know?
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people are very flaky.
Oh, we said together. That's how much we are traumatized by flaky people.
Very flaky
we
because
said together.
I understand that. That's why I always go, listen, let's hang out maybe after 7 or 8 because it clears, the traffic clears. Or we try something if we're on the same side. Are you in Studio City? I'm in Studio City. Okay, cool. We could do something there.
Or meeting halfway.
Or meet halfway.
Yeah, you are in Santa Monica, Hollywood, meeting Cobra City.
If we can do it maybe between 1 and something, maybe. But I understand the flakiness. I can get that because it's a bitch getting around here. It's tough. I get it. But the other shit, trying to be busier than another motherfucker. First of all, you're busy always. I'm busy. But that doesn't, I don't talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't go, oh, hey, I just go, hey, I can meet you at this time. I got something to do at this time. But everybody got to go, hey, I just came from a film set.
Yeah.
I just came from filming with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you were the background, bitch.
Stupid ass. So, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of that. And I think sometimes people front and fake because they don't want you to find out who the fuck they really are. Because then you'll go, oh, you ain't shit. That's why I think. I'm not saying everybody does it, but I think that a lot of women will play hard to get because they go, I might find something out about you. You might not be as dope as you think you are. Because even though people look good, men and women are like that. Some dudes be like, nah, I can't. Because you might go, oh, you live here, motherfucker? You acted like you lived?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I keep it 100. This is me. I'm like, this is what I do.
Yeah, you don't live in Studio City. You live in Encino, bitch. Like,
yeah, it's like people.
Nobody cares. If you're good, you're good. But they play.
They play like.
They're like I go.
There's nothing. There's nothing wrong with living. If you live in a studio, you can't afford. That's okay. We're all artists. We've all been through that.
Yes.
Even if you were.
I went from the dumpster. I'm fine.
Right. Even if you were from the top and you dropped.
Yeah.
So what? This is the business. This is what it is.
God, that's what I want to talk to you about. Like, do you feel like there's some people, they were so mean to people around them when they are going to the top and then they drop? It become very funny that they were so mean to everybody.
Yeah.
Not people like,
there's a lot. There's people, for some reason, when people make it, a lot of people, it's always the same behavior. They get something. They forget their friends. I go, is there a class on how to be a fucking dick right after you make it?
Jiba.
Or
don't be a jiba.
Or maybe they were always like that. And when they got money, it increased their being a dick or being selfish, maybe, or they fake it till they make it. You ever heard of that?
Oh, I heard that. I don't think it works.
But I hope you don't do that, because people will say, that Zhao Ying, man, she hustles so much. I don't know. Is that real? I go, no. The Chinese, that's her culture, though, yeah. In general. That's just
that's
your culture in general. Being around a lot of my Chinese friends, they're about that hustle.
Yeah.
They will outwork you.
Yeah.
They will outwork you. And I said, well, what if Zhao Ying gets really famous? Will she forget all her friends? I said, I don't know. She is going to.
I'm not going to forget you.
But no, I'm saying, are there people that have been around you that have helped you? Mm-hmm. Would you, if you got to a level, it could happen, you blow the fuck up. Would you forget the people that were significant? Would you, I mean,
you are
honestly.
You're going to be so proud of me. My Uber Karen stuff just blow up. I remember my open mic days. I was an open micer. I stand outside. It happened, you know, I was sad. I was sitting outside the Love Factory with the crazy people and with a tent, and I had my Birkin bag, and the people told me that it was fake. It wasn't fake. I sold it now, but I don't have good things anymore. But I remember there's a guy, he's like a little white rapper guy. He's mm-hmm. like sweet and fast talking. And we were doing open mics. I met him all the time when I'm doing open mics outside the lab at the improv in the lab. And then I just got more popular and more successful. And I think one time his friend sent me my Uber Karen clip. It's like, this is so funny. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I know her. They're like, fuck no, you don't know her. And then he's like, my friends don't believe I know you.
Hmm.
I said, he's like, can you take a photo of something? I'm like, you know what? Let's make an Uber Karen video.
Okay. Oh.
And I drove to his neighborhood, very dangerous neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know where to park. I was like,
yeah.
And he couldn't believe it.
And you came.
And he was very funny. He played QAnon, like a
QAnon,
QAnon white guy who's like, China doll, like, what the fuck is this? Like,
right. I think I saw himself. That.
Yeah. Okay. And I remember it made me cry because he said, actually, can you like drop me to the next block because I need to do something here after the Uber Karen video? I dropped him there. He walked back with a rose because there's a Mexican guy with the bucket.
With the bucket of rose. And he bought you a rose.
And he said, thank you, China doll.
That's really nice, man.
And I...
Do you cry? You
I cried, but I didn't cry too much because I don't ruin my makeup.
You don't fuck your makeup up. Yeah, no. You know, you have feelings.
I just,
are like...
Yeah, my heart, like I knew he was always nice to me. And also, like, I am not easily offended. Like, whenever we are at the open mic, he'll talk about me, be like, China, the Chinese here. Like, they are inviting. I think it's funny. I don't be like, you are racist. Like,
yeah, bullshit.
He wasn't. He's a comedian.
Yeah, was it funny? The stuff he was doing was funny?
Yeah, he's actually funny. He has something going on.
Right.
And I'm the kind of people, like, I remember I have a soft spot for you in my heart because you were nice to me. I always remember it. I'll go extra mile. I'm just saying.
I was nice to you.
Of course you are nice. You're still nice to me. But I'm saying, like, you know, it's just, that makes me happy. It makes me feel like I keep finding who I am is that I'm kind. That's one thing about
me. I know you are.
Because
I'm
aggressive. People forget.
You're aggressive, but you have feelings. You have kids.
So I'm that kind of people.
You have to be hardcore, I guess. This business is a bitch, man. It's, you got to have a tough skin. And I'm not mad. And people like, wow, Zhao Ying, she's so, I said, well, if you're not, she's an alpha female. She got mouths to feed. She's just hustling. It's no different than half you knuckleheads out here.
Yeah, I'm laser focused with my tiny little Chinese eye.
And I said, like, my website's up because of her. My
you
website.
You guys do his website?
GodfreyLive.com. She
Live?
Did
Godfrey
my
Live is better.
Godfrey Live is amazing. And she didn't talk shit. She goes, we're going to do your website. And bam, we're doing it. Get over here. And let's do it. It wasn't this talk and wait bullshit. It got done.
You don't have time to wait. Your shows, you have your whole year mapped out.
Yeah, it's done.
And we're going to have dim sum with Julia, and she's going to maintain it and update everything and do email blast every month because you already have your fans sign up your email.
Is it
coming in? And we just download a CVS file, CSV file, and into an e-blast.
She knows her shit, boy.
Flowdesk. So
that's
we can
so
do
great.
E-blast like monthly. I would say bi-monthly.
And I bet that shit's going to work like a month because a lot
of
times.
They are asking for ticket links. They are asking. they want to know. They are asking because it's not like we just blast people who don't want to know about us.
Right.
It's your people asking, be like, I'm going to invite my whole friends and family come to see you. It's not one ticket.
Because when I come into town, sometimes they go, I didn't even fucking know you were here. And I'm, you know, now I do TikTok lives, which are way better, by the way. TikTok live, I'm telling you now, it's way better than the fucking Instagram live.
Bye, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, it's so good. And they'll go, hey, when are you coming to this city? And I go, I was just there. I didn't know about it. I go, I don't know what the clubs are doing. I don't know what they're doing.
God,
I don't know, maybe they have an old style of advertising, but it's not working.
God, I think one of the best way for you to promote it, which I'm doing right now, is that I love all the videos you make. Like you would have the time and date. And
yeah, I do that.
You should invite the club as your collaborator, the club you're
going.
Because the followers for that club, they buy tickets. They are local.
I don't know how to do that.
I can do it for you.
Fuck. Okay,
let's
smart.
Do one. Let's just tell me which is the next video you're posting, and I can do it for you.
And for my reel, I can do. I can go and send that thing and have them
for
join
example,
in.
Like my Chicago. For example, I did a little thing for Chicago Zenies, right? I was
right.
See, Jiayin Summers and Chicago Zenies, Chicago. So everybody who follows the Chicago account, they see me right here.
Oh.
And the reason is like because people who follow Zenies, like 30,000 people, 25,000 people, they live in Chicago.
Yeah.
They go to Zenies every week maybe.
Yeah.
And they like if there's like 10%, 5% is my fans. They can buy a ticket. Like bam, bam, bam.
That's good.
So same with you. It's like you are going to go to Chicago and you are just going to be like a homecoming. Guys, I'm back.
Yeah.
And only on your IG is like all your fans from all over the world.
Yeah.
If you club with Chicago Zenies, it's going to be people who live there who is your fans who would know you are there for sure. They are going to buy ticket for
you
sure.
You want that localized.
Yeah. So they know you are there. They would know.
Yeah.
Because they are the Zenny girls. Like they would get email from Zenny's and also like on IG. And they share to their friends, oh my God, Godfrey is in town.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I would think you should post the video of your next club 2 months ahead. So like map out 2 months.
2 months.
Like you already have your days out.
Yeah.
Like when are you playing in July?
I'm July.
In June. I mean June. Let's
June is first is Orlando Improv.
Orlando Improv.
And
we're going to make a video of you going to Orlando Improv and you're going to do a club post with Orlando. It's a real post.
So when you do that, you post it, right? 2 months ahead.
Yeah.
But then when you're posting other videos, that video tends to go downward.
Go down, but you invite Orlando Improv as your collaborator. It's going to be on their page.
Because
they don't post as much.
If it goes down, it's going to be, I got you.
Because it won't go down as there because they are not a comedian like us. We post a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
but they
okay.
probably have like a few videos per week. It's going to be there. And
so I'll do one. Like while we're here, I guess.
Yeah.
Right after we finish.
Yeah. So I, and the thing is like when your fans buy ticket ahead of time, hey, do you know Godfrey is coming? What? You have tickets? I did.
Yeah.
Buy tickets. We're all going. So when you sell 100 like 2 months ahead, it becomes 300 very fast because people talk.
Right, right, right. Okay. And that's how it works for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's like because you're already posting videos.
Yes.
And the club is going to get benefit from you boosting their profiles because they can, you know, your fans can see the club tag on your profile. But the same thing is like your fans who live locally, they would know for sure you are going to be there.
Yes. Yes.
I'm Chinese.
I,
calculating.
No, I know you're fucking
calculating everything.
I know you don't fuck around. Focus!
Yes. I'm going to have Julia who's going to help you, assisting you. She's going to basically post. You do YouTube. Your YouTube is so huge. And you should post of all your tour days on a YouTube comment and pin it to the top. So all of
on
your,
YouTube?
YouTube. Yeah, your videos. All your videos in the comment section.
Because the YouTube, I mean, my podcast YouTube has the biggest amount.
You should post shorts. I just gained 100,000 followers in 2 months on YouTube.
What the fuck?
Because I post my shorts nonstop.
Your shorts? What shorts?
Like a YouTube shorts, like the Instagram reel you post. The
those reels?
Vertical thing. Same thing. Same
you
video.
You post it on the YouTube?
YouTube as shorts. I'll show you.
Wait a minute. Oh,
I'm not
shit.
Fucking around,
oh, so they have a little thing where it says shorts and you can just transfer.
You post the same video. I'll show you Jiayin Summers, right?
Yeah.
We have 177,000 followers.
What the fuck?
Fast.
That's YouTube?
That's my YouTube. And see, that's my videos. That's normal videos. That's my
podcast. Let me see that. Yo, this is crazy right now, son. Let me see.
This is a normal video, but this is the shorts. Do you click shorts?
Yeah, the shorts.
See, that's like a TikTok video.
Right. Right.
So they go viral. Look at my popular shorts. They go to like 30 million views. Look at this. Do you know? Like 30 million?
Yeah.
This is my video. I post the same video on Instagram. But YouTube, your shorts on your Instagram is going to be fucking explosive. On
Wait,
YouTube.
So...
YouTube is good because they don't give a
this
fuck.
This is... What is this? This is...
On YouTube.
This is YouTube shorts?
Yeah.
14 million. 13... Get the fuck out of here. Look at the average. Holy
yeah,
shit.
She's popular. She's made in China. She's OG. Jiayin. I'm not just. I'm referring her as she.
Yeah.
Like Jiayin.
Like a third person.
Jibama.
You're Jiayin now.
Jibama.
Because she's Jiayin. She had a little ponytail.
My hair. Her Jiayin. Jibama energy.
Jibama. Yeah. Jibama.
Jibama is amazing. Jibama is cute too. Jibama is daughter. My name is Jibama.
But that's okay. Nah, okay, I'm getting, okay. So yeah, we're going to learn. I got to learn that.
Yeah.
It's just tweaking things.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the things you already have. It's just to help your audience to know that.
Yeah, man.
Where you're going to be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The clubs are going to be very happy because you boost them. And
and even when they come to see you, they go, are you coming back next? Yeah, motherfucker, just look at the schedule. Like, but you got to remind them again.
Yes. Because people just like
forget. Yeah.
And
yeah, I get it, again. But it's like, yeah. Damn, you know, there's a comedy club that I've been coming to, it, and you're gonna go, well, yo, when are you coming? I said I was just there, dude.
Can you imagine? I'm going to you like I'm a person. You are a doctor. I'm having an abortion. I'm like a doctor. I'm having an abortion. You ask me, I'm coming back next year. I'm like, yeah, same time.
Yes, yeah,
same. That'd be so convenient. Same time. Okay.
I'm going.
You do two abortion, get one free. Really?
Yes, two. That would be twins, right? You kill them? No. Sorry. I didn't mean it. I don't kill babies, okay?
No, I don't kill
with
babies.
With this sensitive-ass society right now.
I don't kill babies. I put them in the factory, make them work. It's cheap to have babies. You know, they use their tiny little fingers setting stones in a jewelry factory.
In China?
I would have my daughter, Margot, to work on the jewelry factory. Her job is to whip the other kids. Hurry up! Set the stone right! Don't be lazy!
They still have those in China?
I was seven. I was doing dishes.
Do they have sweat factories?
Not in China anymore. I think it's like in Southeast Asia.
Southeast. Oh, they moved. But like, okay. They stopped doing that?
Yeah, but like hardworking is my culture. When I was eight, my mom's restaurant, seven, I started cleaning dishes.
So
then I moved to the front desk to calculate money.
Damn.
I supervise other girls so they don't steal money.
I noticed Chinese.
I work when I was seven.
When Chinese people own businesses, they're there. The owner is there.
Yeah.
Like America, we're like, where are you? I'm in Cancun. How's the store doing?
Then they close.
Nah. Yeah, they close. Later. Yep. The Chinese, the owner be
the
like,
Chinese
I'm the owner. I work here. It's
work
my
here.
Store.
I own
I'd be
this
like,
place.
Damn. They're yeah. working, sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
Working hard, proud
I
of their
have
shit.
My nails, God. I don't have nails on because nails you, is for bitches don't work.
Look at
fancy bitch who has a good life. Like, I'm hustling.
Yo, show your hardworking bitch
look
nails.
Look at my hardworking nails.
See, you bitches this, don't work.
This.
You bitches don't work. Look at that shit right there, son.
Look at the nails. It's fucked up.
That's it is, hardworking.
It's disgusting.
You lazy
and
bitches.
I own a comedy club, but I never stand outside the comedy club to greet people. Ooh. Because I don't want them to think it's a nail salon.
Right.
I have my black people and my Latinos stand outside. There you go. Like, welcome to our
little
comedy.
Bitches, lazy bitches. You got to get women that got these hands. They're still nice, but they're fucking used.
Yeah.
Some of these girls got these long nails. They don't even fucking.
You can't wipe
they
ass.
Even text like that.
Yeah.
Dumb,
you can't
lazy.
Wipe ass. I have diapers to change. I can't poke my son's ass with my nails.
What's the word bitch in Chinese?
Biaozi.
See them nails? Lazy biaozis.
Fuck out of here. That's a hardworking communist biaozi.
Biaozi. She's not no lazy biaozi.
I'm giving.
She works fucking hard.
I'm giving dumpster vibes. Like, this is where I am in life.
Your hands aren't that bad. They're nice.
It's not done.
Your hands are good hands.
It's not done. But I am doing well because my kids are still alive.
Shit. That's
yeah, I'm
crazy.
Doing well
That's
in life.
Fucking bananas.
I'm doing
Hear
well
that
in
shit?
Life.
Lazy bitches.
I don't get judged.
Don't
judge me
don't
for
be
my
a
nails.
Biao-zi. Huh? Ni shi biao-zi.
Yeah, right? If you like you girls are... with long nails, they are going to poke your
Ni
dick.
Ni shi biao-zi. Oh, sorry.
Like if a girl has long nails, you think it's pretty? When she give you a hand job, she's going to fucking rip your foreskin. Like it's
You don't want
be
Wolverine
up.
Sucking your
she will,
shit?
She will just circumcise you with her nails.
We don't want that. Huh?
But yeah, long nails look pretty though.
Yeah. Long nails look pretty and stuff like that. We
but it's
shit.
For girls who like have a life you don't have to work real
oh,
work.
Oh, right.
Like I'm like, let's do it.
When I girls got long, long nails, that shit's not that, that shit's weird to me. Too long. I like them a little short. I don't mind
Short
them.
Is better.
Nice hands. Those. I don't like that long.
They don't scratch you when they give you a hand job, you know?
Right. Something it's, about it's those like, long, when they're too long, it's like, okay, now it's like Halloween.
Oh my God. Halloween.
Now it's like, it looks like some costume now. It looks like a costume more than anything.
Yeah.
But that's my business.
But
that's
it's pretty.
Me.
It's
that's
good
my
looking.
Opinion.
I
no
think
big
a long nail is like for photos.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but not for like a real life.
Real life,
you can't
you're
make
like,
a sandwich with long nails.
No, you can't.
You're going to choke the man with
You can cut a sandwich
nail.
In half.
Yeah.
You go like, you want it in half?
Yeah.
Well, yo. What? Okay, have you gone to see... Oh, shit.
This is my.
Have you seen
Shang-Chi?
That thing they always advertise. It's the dance thing.
Shang-Yun. It is.
Is it? I heard it's kind of boring.
I would not watch
or is it.
Because I think it's boring.
It's. I heard it's like because my friend went. Dante went.
Dante
from
the
my podcast.
The
big black
the,
dude.
The Latino. No, he's black.
He's black.
I saw he was mixed.
No, he's black. He's just fair skinned.
Dante is a black name.
Yes, Dante. Cool. Yeah,
Dante
is
means
Italian.
Dantan. Dan means crotch. Tan means hurt. So Dante means my crotch hurt. What happened, Dante?
Dante is Dante like the philosopher from I think from Italy or France. Dante, but he went to see Xiang Yun.
Uh-huh.
And he said he thought it was going. It was boring. He said it was kind of boring. Like
I don't want to watch it. I think
I saw the Shaolin monks on Broadway on at the Beacon Theater in New York. I saw them. They were doing all the tricks where they bang, you know, one finger pushups. It was really dope.
Yes, the Shaolin thing is cool.
Shaolin
but Shen Yun
is
like
really dope.
Floating with fucking constipated bitches floating, skinny bitches
so
floating
it's like,
around. I'm so skinny. Then take
oh,
a look.
That's what
you
it
never
is.
Hire a dark skinned Asian girl to be in there.
Really?
To pollute the fucking troops.
So
they don't
and,
like
and,
us. They like the bleached skinny girls.
It doesn't
toxic.
Even make sense. That she's dark skinned. That doesn't
for
even,
East Asia.
What kind of weirdo
I'm,
shit?
I'm light for
you're not
the
even
Philippines.
Dark skinned. That's what's fucking stupid.
I'm light for the Philippines.
You're not even dark skinned. I don't know what the fuck they're talking
I'm
about.
I'm getting more tan. I'm like, mom, I'm getting
good.
More tan.
Tan is good. Don't let them fool you. Tan
mom,
is beautiful.
Now she accepted me for who I am, and she's proud of me.
Really?
She didn't really say it, but I can see it from her face.
Oh, yeah?
She's getting more and more proud because in China, people start circulating my videos and it's going viral.
Oh, in China?
She, they translate everything in Chinese.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, you are actually funny. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
She's like, you are actually funny.
For a darkie. You're
yeah,
really you're funny for a darkie.
You're actually funny. She tell me this.
For a darkie, you're darkies. Boy, I tell
she,
you.
She asked me, did
you
write
really
this
are
joke?
Funny.
I said, yeah. She's like, I didn't see you do homework at home. I said, she like keep trying to make you feel bad, you know, like the Asian mom.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Man.
I love her. She's pretty cool.
Good.
Mom
I'm
is
glad
great.
You're getting along with your mother.
We are getting along so well. She's saving my life. We are a team.
So you ever talk about your pops or no?
Yes. My father is very handsome.
Yes.
He's an alcoholic, but now he's recovered.
Oh, is really?
Yeah. He was just that kind of guy would probably know one person like that is who's have the whole world ahead of him. Very handsome, very smart. He read, he's very good writer. He read all the books. He knows, he can quote history.
Oh,
you ask
wow.
him what happened during Tang Dynasty. This war happened.
That's, oh, he knows all that
yeah,
shit.
Everything, history. And he's a chess champion. He's smart, but he's just so spoiled because he have a dick. And my grandpa just like spoil him. Grandma spoil him. They work too hard. So he was just like he's lazy because people just like him. He just go place, he say something cool and he's cute. People love him.
Okay.
And he just never really worked hard. And then my mom is a workaholic. After they got married, She just like, she's still working. And then she started having restaurants and we have free liquor in the restaurant. My dad just sit around there and play just chess drink. With the customers. And then he just started drinking. Then
drunken master.
He didn't have to like do anything.
Wow, really? That's
But then
never
he just
know.
Stopped drinking. Mm-hmm. And he just got better.
He's sober now?
Yeah, he's sober now. For like a few years.
That's good.
After my career started doing better, he just like, people start asking him about me. He's like, I don't want them to think your dad is drunk.
Wow.
I don't want to bring shame to you.
Well, that's good. So are they still together? Are they still together?
Yes. So I'm getting him a green card to come to move here.
Really?
To help me with the kids because I'm divorced. I need support from before.
Your father?
Yeah, my dad. My dad look just like me, but with a beard.
I figured he would look kind of like
very, he's good looking. As a man, he's good looking.
And so you look like more your father than
yeah,
your
mother.
Yeah,
my sister look like my mom.
Oh, you have a sister?
Younger sister.
Just you two?
Jiao Ting. No, my Jiao Ting. Mom waited until she had a son. My brother is a moron, so let's just don't
talk
about him.
So there's Jiao Ting.
Jiao Ting.
Yeah. There's Jua Ying.
Yeah,
and what's your brother's name?
Zhonghua.
Zhonghua.
Like China. His name is China.
Like Zhonghua.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zhonghua. Hey, I dated a girl named China. Yeah, Zhonghua. Zhonghua.
Mr. Chow's daughter?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Chow, restaurant.
The restaurant, Chow's.
His daughter's name is China.
Zhonghua.
She's very pretty. She's a supermodel.
Oof.
Oh my God.
Zhonghua. Zhonghua.
China Chow.
Zhonghua. Meguo is American.
She's like one of the girls that Bruce Lee should date. Like you say, like super hot Chinese supermodel.
Yeah. And no disspect to his wife or anything.
Yeah, she's.
I just thought she'd be like with a, you know, like a badass, whew, smoking hot. Hong Kong
like
queen.
That's China Chow.
Let me see her.
I mean, that's like
see what
her.
She looks like.
She looks amazing when she was younger too.
No, she's she's cute. Yeah. Is that her man?
I don't.
Oh, with Billy Idol. That's Billy Idol.
Yeah, she's
famous singer.
Yeah, her name is China. That's why I think it's.
Oh.
Is your child? Oh, she's with. Oh, she's with famous people. That's Keanu.
Keanu. She's hanging with Keanu. Easy. She's a supermodel. You said
that's when she was. I mean, she just like the Chinese.
Oh, right now is she half?
I think
half.
She's half.
She looks half.
Yeah.
She don't look full.
Yeah, she look half.
She don't look full yellow, man. She beige and shit.
Yeah.
She ain't full. Yeah, she's more white looking.
Yeah, I'm more Asian.
Yeah. Fuck all that. Yeah, you the real deal.
I love it.
You the real deal. You know, like pure cocaine uncut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pure cocaine uncut.
Word up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? No fucking bullshit, man. You the Chow Mein, man. Her shit is like
chopstick.
You're Chow Mein. Her shit is like Asian fusion.
Yeah,
shit.
That's Asian fusion.
You know what fusion means?
That's
you take the word fucked up and confusion and put them together.
Like a
you got
chin,
fusion.
Right?
Yeah, it's like whenever there's fusion, that means white people got their hands in it.
P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, P.F. Chang. Ooh, that shit's trash.
Yeah, it's fusion.
Ooh, that shit is trash.
Yes.
God dang, I hate that place. But sometimes you have no other place to go. You go, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let me get the lettuce wraps.
Yeah.
You
oh
know,
my God. Lettuce wraps.
It's not authentic. You know what I mean? I mean, there's so many Chinese restaurants. You know, mm-hmm. do you ever go to any of them? No. Do you go to your own people's restaurants or no? Or you go, I don't feel like eating that shit.
I go
or
to,
do you want to eat Chinese food?
I need to know the owner.
Oh, okay.
Like not a no. I know all for that kind, what kind of human they are, what kind of family they are, and do they make real Chinese food to just the people?
You like your Chinese food?
I like
you
real
like
Chinese
your
food.
People's.
Yeah. I love real Chinese food, but I don't like the fake ones.
No, the fake. There's a lot of fake
people.
Ones because we don't know.
They please white people with the fake food. I'm like,
I don't understand.
That's the problem with Chinese what? Food because the sushi. Why is sushi restaurant so successful? Because the Japanese like we don't do that. We protect our sushi. You know, just that's sushi. That's don't put the cheese. There's no Philadelphia no in sushi. Like the Japanese restaurant, they like a Nobu. Wow, like Japanese food, like it's like a
it's
sushi.
The real shit.
Yeah, they just like a
why
proud
not stick with
knife.
Your
the
yeah,
Chinese
why,
people.
Why
fucking?
Why are you changing? I think it might
orange
be
chicken.
Maybe it's Chinese people that think that okay, white people coming, let's make it not as Chinese.
Yeah,
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah,
I'm
I want
here
Chinese.
For Chinese food,
yeah.
Not some fucking. Half white, half Chinese food.
I don't care.
I don't
about
want
how
no biracial food.
Is, right?
I want fucking Chinese food. I come for the Chinese experience. I come for the real shit. Why wouldn't you want authentic? I think it's in their head.
Yeah.
It's a brainwashing. Like, let's make it kind of bland. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah. If I can't catch a fly with a chopstick, your restaurant is not real.
Wow.
I want a real Chinese restaurant. Just flying. Like,
yeah. And if they're not rude,
yeah,
it's
they
not a
rude.
Good Chinese place.
I can show
they be
you
like, you ready? Order. You ready? Okay. Well, where are you going?
赶紧走吧。 Yeah. I can do it like, why you here? You order, you pay, you leave now. No, no, use the toilet. No, 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 don't pee in my toilet. You didn't pay extra. Go, go, go.
See, that's the Chinese that's restaurant you want to be in. Yeah. Or if you see a Chinese restaurant or any Asian or any ethnic restaurant, if the people from that country are eating there, it's good. Mm-hmm. If there's too many white people, I don't trust it.
No, it's the orange chicken.
That's facts. I just don't trust it.
It's the orange chicken.
What do you say?
Orange chicken.
Orange. You like orange? Is that your
no,
thing?
No, it's just not Chinese food.
It's not, is it?
Yeah, I think it's chicken McNuggets. It's something.
I don't eat orange chicken.
It's not Chinese food.
That's not Chinese food.
I've never.
Really?
Fortune cookies not Chinese. It's even
no,
in San Francisco.
Chinese people don't even eat Chinese fortune cookies. It's bullshit.
It's made in San Francisco.
And I went to the place where they make the fortune cookies.
The only real fortune cookie is right here.
Damn.
Whatever you are eating is not
biao.
Something.
Biao.
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 Yeah, that's the real
ow.
Cookie. It's, yeah.
Sorry.
I have it.
Cameo.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Like, ow. Yo, that's so, they don't even eat
fortune cookies.
No such thing. What else don't they do? But like orange chicken, like General Tso, you know General Tso's chicken?
Yes.
That they have a documentary on where it comes from. Was there a real General Tso? No.
Zuo Zongtang. Zuo Zongtang was one of the generals in China during Qing Dynasty when the eight nations invaded China. And he was the only person who was brave enough to convince the emperor to fight back. So the chef in the palace, they invented a dish for him. He likes chicken and they made a dish. But it's the General Tso in China is very different from the one in America. It's like so sour and sweet, but it's a little different in China. He's a real person.
So this was a real person.
It's Zuo, Z-U-O.
Wait, what is it?
Zuo Zongtang is his name.
Zuo Zongtang.
Yeah, he was like one of the very brave generals.
Zuo Zongtang.
China was at its fall because Qing Dynasty was very weak. They
Qing
closed
Dynasty.
The last dynasty, like the last emperor.
The last
remember
emperor.
The movie?
Yeah, yeah.
That's about Qing Dynasty, like the last emperor. The last dynasty of China is Qing. Q-I-N-G.
Q-I-N-G is Qing. Yeah. So it's Zuo, what's his name?
Zuo Zongtang.
Zuo Zongtang.
Yes.
Zuo Zongtang.
So he was a general who...
That's where the chicken is named after, that
after
guy.
After him. Yeah, he believed China should fight back. But China was very weak back then because we closed our borders. We don't know. We don't have all the technology. It's just like because Qing Dynasty was kind of... But in Tang Dynasty, China was very proud. Tang was China's...
When I went to the Great Wall, the Chaocheng?
Tangcheng.
Chaocheng, I went to that. And Genghis Khan, they said they jumped right over that wall. That shit was whack.
Yeah, Genghis... Yeah.
They just went over. They didn't even work.
Yeah, when you want to rape, you move fast. Yeah,
yeah, the wall didn't work. They just they because the Great Wall
the Mongolians
goes so
are
far.
Wild.
Mongolians are like
they jump.
They're like Chinese 2.0.
Yeah, they survive in the snow.
The Mongols
in the fucking deserts.
The Mongol.
Yeah, they are tough.
They don't know Mandarin and all that shit, do they? The Mongolians?
They don't know, but they...
Is it a different language?
They know how to use a knife. Like Chairman Mao said, the power coming from the barrel of the gun. Like they know how to use a horse, knife, and they're just stronger.
The Mongols, yeah. I met some Mongolians in San Francisco, and they were some girls...
Mongolians have the Chinese 2.0 eyes.
Mongol.
Mongolian eyes are smaller.
Are they?
Their cheeks are higher. Because
really?
To protect them, like the sun was
the
like
sun and the
more
wind.
Intense.
People don't
so
see
they protect them from the sun.
They think
they
that
look it, like a super like a super alien. I love Mongol.
They people. Think that it's fake. That the reason Asian people's faces are that way is because of where you're located.
Yeah.
They think, and also by the way, I think I told you. Did I tell you this last time? Where Chinese people come from? Of the part of Africa they come from?
I think it's from a part of Africa in the village. You show me
it's
the photos.
This, it's right.
They look
I told
Chinese
you already.
As fuck.
That's where you all come from.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There's black Chinese. We look like everybody. We can look white, black. We can look like everybody because the black woman has a gene. They have the Eve gene. Black women have Eve gene that can create any race. That's why you see a lot of them getting kidnapped because they on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Yes, I said it. Black women getting kidnapped and nobody knows about it because they doing fucking experiments on these women. You know, they used to do that to black slave girls back in the day. The father of gynecology, mm-hmm. this white man used to operate on black women with no anesthesia. because they said black women don't feel pain, this motherfucker. And he got like a statue in New York. I want that shit blown the fuck up.
That's awful. That's
disgusting. Yeah. Oh my God. I said it. Ma!
Ma!
Ma, ma! Ma!
Gwen! Yeah, that's a good one.
Gwen!
God, what's your upcoming shows?
My upcoming shows. Okay. We got April 23rd. Okay. April 23rd, Sunday. Bakersfield, California. Never been there. I'm not looking forward to the drive, but I got to go. Bakersfield, California, Fox Theater, 7 p.m. All right. I'm headlining this place. Never been. It's my buddy Evan Lionel. It's his show. I don't know what to expect, but you guys got to show up if you're there. April 28th to the 30th, Tampa, Florida, Improv. April 28th to the 30th, Tampa, Florida, Improv. Then May 4th to the 7th, Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
I should go there.
And go to my website, GodfreyLive.com, to find where I'm at, to get tickets. And then follow me on Instagram, Comedian Godfrey. And also my podcast, In Godfrey We Trust, on the Gas Digital Network. And go on YouTube and see some episodes and press the subscribe button. Also, subscribe on Gas Digital with promo code Godfrey. You get 1 week for free. Yeah. All right? And that's about it, though.
Amazing.
This was great.
That's amazing. I'm touring America. I'm coming all over USA, okay? New York, May 25th. I am going to be in New York as a stand. And Arizona, Chandler, May 12th to May 13th.
May 12th to
Friday and 13th. Saturday, prime time, baby. Philadelphia. May 29th. DC, June 4th.
Wait, May 29th, Philly, where are you going to be at?
Philadelphia, the Helium.
Helium in Philadelphia, yes. Helium in Philadelphia.
Washington, D.C., Comedy Loft, June 4th. Seattle, June 11th.
Where, Seattle what? For what?
Seattle,
you're just going to be at Starbucks? Where are you going to be?
Starbucks, Crocodile, as here and after.
The Crocodile. The Crocodile in Seattle. Okay.
Houston Improv.
Yeah,
June 14th. Dallas, June 15th. University of Houston. I'm doing University of Houston. Red Rocket, June 17th. Austin. No, Dallas, Cowboys. I'm riding Cowboys to save horses. I like horses. They are cute.
Yes.
June 15th. Horses, no, Cowboys, yes. And Houston, University of Houston, June 17th.
Ah!
Austin is the good night in Austin.
Good nights.
June 16th. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Charlotte in Carolina, June 21st. Raleigh.
I'll be in Raleigh for that's New Year. I'm doing New Year's. The Raleigh woo-hoo. Raleigh Improv for New Year's, December 29th to December 31st.
I'm doing Raleigh which club? Oh. The comedy zone in Charlotte.
In Charlotte, okay,
comedy
yeah.
Zone.
Comedy
Raleigh,
zone.
Raleigh, I think, is Helium or like
no,
Goodnight.
It's Charlie Goodnights.
Goodnight, yeah.
That should
Columbus,
be.
Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
July 12th. Portland, Oregon.
Wait, July 12th, Columbus. Where are you going to be in Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio is a club called Funny Bone.
Funny Bone, yep.
And Portland, Oregon is...
Helium?
June 27th. Yeah, Helium.
Helium in Portland,
Sacramento,
yeah.
Punchline,
yes,
August
Sacramento.
August 6th. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
September 4th.
Where are you going to be at in Des Moines?
Funny Bone,
Des Moines.
Lexington, Kentucky, the comedy
Comedy on Broadway.
September 22nd to 23rd. I learned English and know how to show my dates from you today.
Yeah, and make sure you just don't say you're going to be there.
Yeah, which place?
Where are you coming to Walmart? Where the fuck are you coming from?
At least Target. Come on, okay. I have to go to Target.
I'm going
to
do a show in Target. Target has enough room to make a damn comedy club. Hell.
Yes, I can take my kids there. They have camera.
Yes.
Anyway, JoeySummers.com and
yeah.
Patrick Melf and God is in LA and
yes.
I'm going to try to snatch him out of his main room so he can do my show at the improv tonight.
Let's go.
JoeySummers and friends.
We'll
I'm
see.
So excited about you teaching me impressions. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, yeah.
One thing Obama thing? I want to do Obama thing.
Okay, ready?
I can't do him, but at least I can do his accent. Okay. He's hot.
I just want to know that this is one of my favorite podcasts.
I just want you to know, this is my favorite.
I want you to do Shaq. Yo, Xiao Ying, I think this is a good podcast.
Yo, Zhao Ying, I think it's a good podcast.
I just wanted you to lower your voice. Yo, this is real good. I love this podcast.
I love this podcast.
That's Zhao Ying, Shaq, Zhao Ying, Zhao Ying. That's Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. How about this? Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
I love him.
Yo, bow, Zhao wow, Ying, this, yo, I love this. This motherfucker's nice right here.
This motherfucker's nice right here.
This motherfucker's nice right here.
I can't do him. He's different voice from
Yeah, you're it's weird. I can't explain how to change my voice. I just change it.
You're a genius.
I don't know. I just go, all right, let me, you know.
I saw you got took over by Richard Pryor at the Comedy Center. I died. It was very late. It was 3 a.m. I was just on my phone trying to close it. Then I saw you just like doing Richard Pryor, and I just died.
Have you ever seen Richard Pryor's joke about Chinese? It's like, there's a lot of Chinese motherfuckers. They fuck quick. Chick-a-wink. That's a billion Chinese motherfuckers. Goddamn. Motherfuckers fuck quick. Chick-a-wink.
Ka-ching. Anyway.
Chick-a-wink.
That's hilarious. It's funny.
That's Richard Pryor in his concert.
I love it. Okay. Right. I'm going to see you tonight.
Yes.
I hope I can snatch you after your show at the new room in the improv.
Right on, right on.
Going in Summers and Friends tonight at the improv every month.
Daijian!
Like a period. I'm going to New York every month last week, like my period. You know, that's. I go there on my period because I can be bitchy like New Yorkers.
Oh, that's
so I fit
good.
In.
I'll it's be like, good when you go on
don't
your.
Don't block me.
Go on your period when you're
don't
bleeding.
Don't block me.
She goes when her bleeding, she's dripping blood, they leave her the fuck
alone.
Yeah,
actually, the stand in New York, don't check your couch. There's blood. It wasn't from me.
But be careful because some of these brothers like that, like blood. Let's go. I'm sorry.
B?
B you.
Okay. We got it. We'll be right back.